Hola, hola, hola. That's my little Costa Rica. Hello, signal. Getting ready for the big event. Welcome, everyone, to the Awakening Wave Show, where we're all riding the wave of transformation through this beautiful ascension cycle. And as I said before in previous shows, please check out thecreationlightship.com. If you are not aware of what ascension is, there's so much information there to the left of the pane. You'll see the word ascension, click on it, lots of information and so much more, lots of clearings. I have been diving into some clearings myself this past week or so. And just want to say also to all the subscribers, from the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you all. Appreciate everything. And for those of you that are interested in sharing your experiences or have any questions, feel free to send me an email at theawakeningwavecr@gmail.com. Okay, so let's get started. I want to start with a little reflection. This is my 10th show, and I just want to say it's been a really great journey, and I'm so enjoying being able to communicate to my friends and family and all the newcomers coming into our radio family and learning about all the shows that we have here. And I'll touch base on those here in a few minutes. So I just want people to understand that I have been going through some changes in the past week. I'm becoming more and more aware of synchronicities that are coming my way every moment of every day, and being aware of some of the programs that are popping up. And that is part of the ascension. When you start becoming aware of things that have been imprinted in you from childhood or just from past lives, just programming. So you're starting, I know I am getting to the point where I'm starting to be more and more aware of it. So we are winning. We have won, and we're going to continue to win. Now, how does it play out for each of us? You keep your eyes on the prize in the here and now. Be in your heart center. As Q says, keep moving forward. Create what and how you want to be. We are in a multidimensional chess game, which we've kind of talked about a little bit from time to time. So do not take your eye off the prize. I'm trying to scroll down here and nothing's happening. Okay, here we go. All right. We are in a multidimensional chess game. Do not focus on your next move or on the next two moves. Stay present and focus on where you stand at a spiritual level on the chessboard. As simple as that. Try not to get distracted by things that are going on around you, when you're out traveling, when you're at work, whether you're with family members. Keep your vibration up and love the present moment. That's how we win. That's how we keep winning. It's our consciousness and our divine being. So I just want to reflect a little bit on the past week in the matrix for me, in my job, and all the things that have come my way. And I do surf. I surf YouTube every now and then just to kind of see what's going on on this planet. And I've seen a lot of chaos in the past week for some of us that are observing with discernment. It's okay, I feel, to check things out like that. Things that are taking place on Earth today from, let's say, a higher divine order view. Lots of people in power on this planet are continuing with their usual low energy rhetoric, still talking down to the masses as if we're not aware of what's going on, as if we're weaker than them and have no idea who they are and what they are up to. They apparently do not understand that our energies are changing and more humans are awakening to the truth of this prison planet that will soon be, as we create it, heaven on earth. Energies are changing, and not sure if you guys are feeling it, feeling the change because they keep right on with their BS, the higher ups. Their anger, aggression, their indefatigability of their vibrations, which are lacking correspondence to the new vibrations on the planet Earth. Their plan on humanity enslavement is backfiring, and we're making that happen. I'm seeing it every day, just in the information that's coming forth. One might say that they're skidding, and some countries totally failing. People are starting to fight back. When I say fight back, I mean becoming aware of the truth of this holographic reality. They are working really hard to pass laws where people have no choice anymore. I say bullshit to that. That's the reason that we're doing homesteading, so that we become free on our property, because we are freeing ourselves from all of these BS systems. And that's how we do it. That's how we fight, not with weapons, not with anger, but just changing the systems, being free. And we're coming together on that. And, I listened a little bit to the Homestead show today, and some people are experiencing pushback, and, that's going to happen, but it's going to be really important that we know, the tools that are out there so that we can talk the language when we do come in the forefront of the pushback. So I know it's hard for people to make these changes, especially for those who are not awake and keep tuning into the mainstream media, who are feeding into nonstop propaganda every day. We are in the final days of this battle. The evil forces, it's the end game for them. It's the end game, peeps. Not just us, the military, MSM, the corrupt government, and all the enslavement systems that we live under. It is time to stand and fight, not with weapons, but with your light and your heart, which is also your knowledge center. Tap into it. And it's going to lead you into your highest vibration, your highest excitement, your creativity. And that's what we're here to do. And the more that we come together in the masses, the stronger we become. The goal of the evil forces and their transcoding, which is the process of converting a digital file. And for those of you that are taking the vaccines, and yes, they are still doing it in my geographical area. Our local health department is pushing it. I hear it on the radio station every day. And people are still walking around with a mask on. So if you are wanting to take the vaccine, remember that it's your choice and maybe it's your journey. Who knows? For those of you that were forced, if that's what you want to call it, again, it is your choice. There are options for you. But you must want those options. You need to fight for them. You need to do the things. You need to work at going within, taking care of your vessel, using products like nano OJIS, or there's other products out there that you can create from natural foods. Going within, doing the clearings on the Creation Lightship. And as I said, I've been doing some of those this week because I've been feeling changes with me. And I don't want to say attacks, I'm going to say experiences. And when I feel those come about, then I know it's time to go do some clearing up. So, yes, there's money involved. You have to pay for them. But you know what? Remember, money's not real. It's virtual. And it's what you make it. If it's something that you want, I command Prime Creation to give me everything and all that I need. That's all you have to say. And you will find a way to do it. So, some of us are becoming aware of our program. Some could say our divine code. That is embedded in every human. It's evolving, and we are deprogramming from the BS matrix by the Great Awakening. You got the dragon reptiles, people in power. Yeah, dragon reptiles, aliens, extraterrestrials, whatever, however you want to refer to them, trying to break the human spirit and transforming us into total submission. That game is over, folks. We're not putting up with it no more. We are rising. We are finding out who we truly are and the strength within. This is our fight. We must stay present, be in peace, and stay in our most, again, high frequency, high vibration, however you want to feel it, just do it. The reptilians cannot survive when we are in this state. This is our weapon, okay? Do not participate in the chaos. Easier said than done. I get it. You know, I go out to my workplace every day, and sometimes I find myself in the middle of conversations, and I'm going, okay, I'm not in this conversation. Take yourself out, take yourself out, and I find a way out of it. But I'm becoming more aware of it. And that is how we grow and we become higher in our evolution. So remember to maintain your strength of spirit and faith in your soul. Remain divine humans because that is who we are. This is our power. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And I know you guys feel that. I mean, I talk to a lot of people every week and we collaborate, we share experiences, and we're becoming stronger. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful watching it evolve. I'm so excited. So develop it every day by doing things like commands. And for those of you that don't know what commands are, again, you can go to the Creation Lightship. There are pages on the Telegram channel. I do believe there's a new one. It's called the CLS Hummingbirds. Yes, CLS Hummingbirds. And I'm not sure if that is a private Telegram channel, but I will find that information out and get that back to you. Also, bbsradio.com. Listen to the Ron Amatron archive audios, the Q archives, and present day shows. We have lots of stations here with so much information that we're sharing with the masses. So we are all magnificent. Excuse me, I'm going to get a little sip of water here. Okay. You all know that we are magnificent beings of light, love, and are of the divine source. That is a fact. You are gods and goddesses, and that is just the way it is. We all know that. And there might be some of you that are new here and going, what? What do they mean by that? Well, we are. That's who we are. And we were created from source. We have the love, the divine creation of our creator within us. So going forward, feel free to check out these shows here on BBS Radio where you can learn more. And I'm going to shout out to PRQ Homestead, which I just listened to. I got a couple blips there. Becoming free on your own property. Learn how to do that, you guys. I mean, the more that we take that step, it's not an easy step. It can be confusing. Yes, and it can be scary because we're coming out of our comfort zone. We're taking that step to freedom. And don't be afraid because remember, this is not all real. It's holographic. It's a game. We're in a game. Let's play it and win. PRQ timelines. Learn about the timelines and how they work. Check it out. Yes, timelines. That's an amazing show. So check it out. Whiplash Show with Sunshine next Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern. And that rolls right into the Inspiration with Q and Sunshine and sometimes Aloha and the Mermaid. I wish we would see more of her or hear more of her. So hopefully she'll be on some of the shows today. Then there's Unstoppable Love with Lauren. She's fairly new, 5 p.m. Eastern. She will be on today. Project Review with Q every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. So if you have any questions from the shows prior to that, that's one of the shows that you can call in and ask questions. But you got to be quick with that dial. Get in there first because there's a lot of people calling in. All right, quick shout out to Nano Ojas, my sponsor. Love them. And I can actually say that I am a true testimonial, and I'll tell you a little bit about that in a minute. So Nano Ojas is not a pharmaceutical. It is a nutraceutical. Key ingredients, once again, is polycosano, which is sugarcane extract, vitamin E and water, but not just any water. It is manufactured using the nanotechnology in an FDA-approved facility in Switzerland. It helps regulate the immune system. It also serves as an effective antimicrobial agent, improving longevity, reduces inflammation and pain. And so I just want to stop here for a second on that. I did get my order refill, and there was a little tidbit in there on how to take it when you first get it. And I think I did it wrong in the beginning. So I just want to share that with you guys. When you do get it, The wellness spray, you want to take it 3 to 4 times a day, 5 little drops underneath your tongue for probably the first maybe 2 months, depending on, how physically torn up your body is, or maybe it's not so much. Because what it does, it goes in and it fixes your cells. And I shouldn't say fix, there's another word for it, but anyway, you guys get the gist of it. So it reverses aging. It is a vitamin D and C substitute. It assists with cardiovascular health, improves energy levels, and rejuvenates the skin and much more. So I recently went in to my eye doctor and I couldn't get my contacts because you have to go in for your annual checkup. All right. They won't give them to you unless you get there and get that checkup. So I went in and I said to myself, they're not putting any stuff in my eyes and we're going to refuse anything that they offer extra. And they did, and I did refuse it. And I did have a fun time with my doctor. He was asking me, "Wow, your eyes are doing amazing. What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm a light being. My frequency is becoming more into the higher densities." And I just went on and on. And he just kind of looked at me and he says, "Wow, I just love your attitude." And I had a little fun with it. So I was kind of playing with a human being per se. So if you're interested in checking out this product, you can go to www.nanoogis.net. There is a learning tab with scientific information in regard to the product, and there are also testimonials like the one I just gave you. My eyes did get better. I am using it and I am seeing better. So I got my glasses redone and my lens prescription did change for the better. So good news. All right. So if you do want to order the product, Awakening Wave 63 is the code to get 15% off. Okay. Shout out to Retreat Magic, Lucia, Nicola Evans, and Margie Barbier. The retreat is coming up to Costa Rica starting, I think the flights start heading out tomorrow. Manana, baby. She also does have a class coming up, Living an Empowered Life. It was one of the second classes I took with Lucia. The first one was Wounded to Wisdom, and just a really great opportunity to go deep within and take your power back. I learned a lot with Lucia. The class, I do believe, starts March 9th. And it is on Sunday, and I do believe it begins Sunday from 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Pacific time on Zoom. So go to the website, check it out. There are also upcoming retreats, just like the one I'm getting ready to go on, and I'm really looking forward to this trip. I'm so excited about it. I am well overdue for some sunshine because we don't get a whole lot of that in this geographical area. And all I can say is, I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. And then it goes on about packing your bags and I'm ready to go. That is a tune, and this is the name of the band, Mary Paul. Oh, I just had the name and I forgot it. Oh my gosh. Hold on a second. Let me go back to my notes here. You guys know what I know you're saying. Oh, there it is. Peter, Paul, and Mary. Yes, Peter, Paul, and Mary did that song, Leaving on a Jet Plane, and also John Denver, and I do believe Mama Cass. So, coming up on the second half of my show, I want to talk about. Oh, wait a minute. Let me finish with Lucia. See, I'm getting all over the map here. So let me take a deep breath, slow down. Anyway, back to the Costa Rica retreat. So you can go to www.lucianicolaevans.com and check out the class. Again, it's March 9th. And then the retreats, they have more upcoming retreats coming throughout the year. Check those out. There's also one-on-ones. This is just amazing. Classes, one-on-ones that you get with Lucia, and it has really enhanced my life immensely. And I'm so looking forward to another transformation when I do get to Costa Rica. You guys, I just can't share how excited I am about it. So check it out. And we're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the Stargate spider web. What's it all about? The second half. So I get these little blips that come in my email from the News Channel 7 team, and it's drops that I get from Patreon, and you can actually sign up for it. And I think it came my way through one of the Telegram channels, so I did sign up for it. And we've seen some information come out in regard to Stargate and the spider web. And it just it caught my curiosity. So I kind of dove into it a little bit. And let's kind of start with Mount Hayes. Okay, we all know Mount Hayes is one of the most benevolent sacred alien races that live under the mountain. My question is, what race is it? Can you tell us? I would like to know. There is a huge gigantic system of wormholes that go under the earth, according to the sources on Channel 17 on Patreon. So there are a lot of alien wars. I kind of like to say Star Wars because, when you think about it, that's kind of what's going on below and above. So fighting for the control of they're fighting for the control of the human consciousness and for our DNA. Yeah, wow. So is our DNA the 97% they say junk? Is it really junk or what? Because what's this big fight over? We all know, right? So what is so special about our DNA to the alien races? Wouldn't you like to know? So I dove in a little bit more. So for those of you that are not sure of what consciousness is, real quick, it is a state of being awake and aware of one's surroundings. Straight and simple, which is what is happening with me. I'm learning more and more and becoming more aware of, as I said earlier, programming that's coming up from my childhood. Now, I can't say past lives yet because I haven't gotten that type of knowledge coming in yet. But then again, I really haven't had a lot of time to get out in nature and be in my quiet time, which I'm hoping to achieve, no, which I will achieve while I'm on my vacation. So they're telling us about the fight. These are aliens from different dimensions, different beings. Once again, who the F are they? Can you tell us? I just want to know. So that's just me. I could have said the F-U-C-K word, but I will be respectful on the radio. So good news is that some of these aliens, they're a bit afraid of the human beings because of the consciousness, because of our consciousness. It does affect their reality, some of the races. So always be in your heart and your highest vibration. Stay in the here and now, and that's going to be your weapon, okay? And that's what Max Spears once said. Always be in your heart, okay? It's not always easy, but focus on that. Doing your commands, doing the head to heart drop, doing your life force energy. I've been doing more and more of that throughout the day. So anyhow, they are very sensitive to the energies that we are putting out, especially our high vibrations. High vibrations, baby. Oh yeah. Yet the other aliens, they love our energy. They love our negativity, our depression, our egotism, our greed. So some of them, you might say, they thrive on it. So they want control of our energy. My question is, what about our energy that they want so bad? How does it enhance their lives? Well, here it is. Human energy, and this is really interesting, is connected to the highest source of divinity of the God creation. The most ultimate source of God creation. There is a war going on for this divine energy at the highest level. Again, can you tell us what that is? What is the highest level? When I hear this, I think of the Hunger Games when all the people are out, fighting for survival, and you got these other three people up in this big room looking down upon them. And I'm going, is that what it is? In this linear time, anyway. So, Jordan Maxwell once said, there is something beyond our acknowledgement in regard to who is the highest level. And again, I really want to know. You guys know, we know it's Source. We know that Source and Ra and all of us, we are pretty much the high level, but we know, I feel that there's something even more. And maybe one day we'll get to that point. And maybe I just don't know, and you guys do. Who knows? But it's a journey that we're all on. So controlling the subconscious flow of humans. Again, what is subconscious for those of you that don't know? Part of our minds that store information and influences behavior without conscious awareness. Okay, that's what you might refer to as a person that's not quite awake yet. For as an example. So just one human mind can rise to the level of power, faith, love, and compassion. This energy is affecting different dimensions. Is that why I say to myself, so they can control the entire universe of life based on controlling the human subconscious mind? These are all good questions. Our positive energy and vibration surpasses the speed of light, reaching into all these different dimensions across the universe. The dark wants to take control of this, but guess what? That is not going to happen because we're going to make that entirely impossible for them. because of the beautiful divine beings that we are. The underground war is over. The good, the bad, they live through anger, hate, greed, that also live amongst us, these aliens of jealousy that want full control over the dark and light. Aliens working with the good, aliens working with the bad. So there's good and bad on both sides. Deep state cabal. Their technology is connected to the consciousness of the people who control it. It's also connected to the alien consciousness and to different consciousnesses that go through the whole universe in different dimensions. Very interesting. So we're not the only ones going through this ascension. There's a lot of other races out there, and there will come a time when we will all unite. That would be the high vibrational ones. We don't want the low vibration. So then we go to Mount McKinley. They say that Trump has it was actually captured by Trump, and what I've learned, the deep state military was using Mount McKinley to attack one of the biggest benevolent bases on Earth over Mount Hayes. Okay, so you got the bad guys in Mount Kinley and the good guys in Mount Hayes is what I'm getting from this article. The powerful computer system at Stargate that reaches into the different dimensions, the powerful spider web. So you're talking about all these underground bases that go out all over the world, and that's my perception of it. Now, all of that has reconnected over the dark operations. The dark operations that are trying to capture the good operations, there is a powerful force that is behind Trump that is capturing all the bases around the world. Now, that's pretty freaking exciting. I would like to be in the military right now, especially the ones on the forefront. And who knows, maybe another one of me is. Understand the wars are fighting to capture other bases. Technology that was discovered back in 2012 and 2014 is the powerful, benevolent energy that was helping behind the 17 operations connected to the military intelligent operations connected to the Stargate operations, which are of good forces known as the White Hats, who are using subconscious powerful weapons with also using supercomputers, taking over other operations on Earth, and will eventually capture all the other operations. Wow. Anybody understand that? Yeah, it's a lot, but definitely it gives you a little picture overview of what is happening, on planet Earth, on the back channels, in the higher realms, lower realms, wherever we're not seeing it. I mean, it's not there in front of us, but it is happening. So it is quite an extensive, interesting battle. And we can do our part every day by ascending, becoming aware, stop participating in the chaos, in the systems that we are imprisoned under, and stop being fearful of being free. Take it by the hands and run with it. Just run with it. Controlling all the other deep state operations of their advanced technology that are hiding. Okay, so there's a lot of advanced technology that I feel that we're going to see in the near future. And I do believe it's going to be for the good, especially with Trump taking control. The military behind him is also taking control. The white hats of aliens across the universe are subconsciously taking control of the deep state operations. And then there are the supercomputers. We are entering the golden age of knowledge, which is also connected to the plasma energy and also the plasma that is connected to the human body. Now, when I read this part, you guys, I remembered seeing a building in my geographical area. And it's a white building with big red letters that says plasma. And it's kind of like where you go to donate blood for the Red Cross. And I thought it was really odd. Why do we have a building where people are giving their plasma? So plasma is an extension of DNA. Very interesting. And I'm very curious as to where that plasma is going. So that just came up as I was reading this. So I just wanted to share that with you. I don't know if anybody else sees buildings like that where they are. Anyway, so connected to the human body, also connected to a certain gold mineral inside of our bodies. So my question is, are they referring to the crystalline? This is connected to the most miraculous things of time travel, such as how the spirit is created through birth and how the heart is a vortex connected, they say, to the mind, but I say to the heart. What does that really mean exactly? Not sure. I can't really understand it, understand it, but Trump will be releasing a lot of technology connected to Musk, which will be connected to these huge, giant operations. This is just a little drop of what Stargate is. So I just wanted to kind of touch base on that. It's still very confusing to me, but it's interesting, definitely. So we are the conscious computers as a collective, and I think we've been told that over and over again by Q himself. So again, Channel 17 News on Patreon. I think it's like $5 to subscribe. I personally would rather get my news from the back channels instead of the mainstream media, the fake mainstream media. Okay, so on my last show, I talked a little bit about programming. And as you guys know, I dove into getting a program scanned by Stuart Swerdlow. And this past week, as I was surfing through YouTube, I came across a documentary called The Montauk Chronicles. And I was very curious about it because I've heard about it, but I didn't know exactly what it was. And so I kind of, and I'll get to that in a minute. I just want to talk about Stuart's website, expansions.com, with Stuart and Janet Swerdlow. You can get a subscription at his website for, I think it's like $62 a quarter. Lots of great information there, lots of videos, books that you can get. And again, something to add to my drawer of tools during my ascension time. So I have a great, great, great new respect for Stuart Swerdlow because he was one of the people in this Montauk Chronicle documentary. And what this man endured during that time, he's just amazing and he's very strong. And I'm proud to know that I am affiliated with him and that we are one. And what a fighter! Just amazing. And we all know that he is also one of the 12 and Q's brothers. So, yeah. So, here's a little background on him. His uncle, Yaakov Sverdlov, I hope I said that right, was the first president of the Soviet Union, and his grandfather helped him form the Communist Party in the United States in the 1930s. To ensure that his loyalty stayed with the US government, he was recruited for specific government mind control experiments, which enhanced his natural abilities. He spent years in service to various US and foreign government agencies and special interest groups. His mind and body were used for genetic and mind control experiments, which led to severe illness, broken relationships, and premature Kundalini activation, which we talked about a little bit on my show a couple weeks ago. After several years of deep self-analysis, Stuart merged with his higher levels of multi-dimensional self, which saved his life. And when you watch this documentary, go in with discernment, go in with an open heart, and do not fear. I actually had to stop. I couldn't go through with watching the rest of it. And some of the program that he sent me in regard to the Green Star, it's about my alien connections. And it said here, you need to be careful about any UFO, alien news, or images you may see. So I started remembering what I had read about that while I was watching the program. And I decided, not that I was afraid, I just decided to take a break from it and just kind of absorb what I was seeing. And yeah, it's pretty intense. And if it's something that you want to check into, again, it is the Montauk Chronicles. It really happened. And I believe it's still there to this day. I'm not sure if it's still in operation. I certainly hope not. But yeah, Stuart, hats off to you. Amazing man, just an amazing man. So from his expansion website, these are some of the topics that I've learned about, that time is an illusion of physical reality, which most of us already know that. Also, that the mother and child always share an oversoul. So I'm learning a lot about the oversoul. And what you think is what you become. So change your mind pattern. If you are on a negative mind pattern, change it up because you're going to turn yourself right into it. So our DNA is a holographic pixel. DNA can be replicated into another you. I don't know if they're referring to clones or our other selves in other realities. And I'll dive more deep into that when I get to that part. Holographic image is created by three cameras focused on one area. So this kind of helped me out a little bit in regard to my thought process. And I kind of like to have diagrams. It helps me to understand. So what they're saying here is that what are cameras? Conscious, subconscious, and superconscious flowing into physical reality, which create our holographic illusion. So they kind of broke it down like this, or when I was watching the it was the Hyperspace Oversoul Basic One video. So what they did is they took the thought. So your thoughts are the film. So you're creating a film when you're in your thought process. Your brain is the projector that processes the thought. And then your physical reality, when you create it, it comes out in your daily creations or whatever you're doing, becomes the screen. So it's like a movie. Film, projector, screen. Makes sense? So it really helped me to understand it much better. So if you don't like the movie, you can change it by changing your thought or just don't think. Yeah, just don't think. That's not always so easy, especially when you work a job or when you are collaborating at school or if you're, at the grocery store. It's something that you have to master. All right. And that's how we learn and grow through the ascension process, mastering our crafts, our divine telepathic abilities, our high vibrations, our sensations, and the list is endless. I could go on, but I don't want to get off on another rant. So all we are is just a brain and a mind and a vessel with a heart. I mean, they left that part out. And I know the heart, maybe the heart is part of the brain mind. So that was a little confusing for me. So no need for intervention because it is happening somewhere. What you focus on will come your re become your reality. So, another way of breaking it down, conscious is your left brain. Subconscious is your pineal gland. Superconscious is the right brain. Now, you can also look at it as your left brain is your masculine side, and your right brain is your feminine. So here are the traits of the left brain: physical reality, ego, senses, and logical thinking, which kind of sounds masculine a little bit. And then the right brain is your creativity, your emotions, your spiritual ideas, your non-physical concepts. So emotions, that's a little feminine, you know how us girls get. So the pineal gland is more balancing of your hormones, stimulates your electromagnetic field, your pituitary gland, your central control point of all your reality. For example, when you say a prayer, when you ask for something, when you're asking for something, you are projecting lack. You are lacking, and that is what you will receive. Okay, that is an example of the left brain. And then for the right brain, a good example would be meditation, information from non-physical self, Listen to your heart. What is visualization? How it takes the logical mind and connects with creative mind to manifest your needs and wants or desires, one would say. So a lot of times when I have thoughts that I know that are not right and they come out of my mouth here, and I realize, oh my gosh, did I just say that? Cancel, cancel, exit out, X, take it back. So you can cancel the thoughts. Say it out loud. I say it out loud. No matter who's there with me, I just say it. The next topic, another book I am reading from one of the books that Stuart referred to me in regard to my program scan, is The True Reality of Sexuality by Stuart and Janet Swerdlow. The reason why I kind of want to dive into this a little bit on my show today is there has been a lot of curiosity in regard to, as I talked about, the Kundalini activation and tried to share as much information with the audience on that topic during the show. Then we talked a little bit about the masturbation and the moving of the energies. Which is, the masturbation, is the masturbation part of the human experience or is it a program, et cetera? And I do believe from my heart that it is part of the human experience. You can go back and listen to the archives if you didn't hear it a couple weeks ago. If you want to review those topics and also the other shows, Making Love and Twin Flames, I do believe it was on Lauren's show. So, listening to reuniting with our twin flame, Ron Amatron, March 11, 2018. There's a lot of confusion on twin flame, and sometimes it's a heavy topic. I remember it and then I forget what it's all about. But they were talking about it a couple weeks ago on the show, and I was like, okay, what is twin flame again? I don't remember, as we're not supposed to. So, source energy is always with you. Just connect with it, go within. All right. That's all you got to do. Connect with yourself. Twin flame to me, before you can have a twin flame or love someone else, I think it's very important to learn to love self. So, who and where is our twin flame? Okay. So, as Ron Amatron put it, the last time we might have seen our twin flame before we came to Earth, because when we came to Earth, we saw all the beauty and somehow we became trapped. Okay. Darkness got a hold of us. We got stuck here on Earth, and that was our karma. Mistakes from the past life, we became connected to mind energy and began judging the light. We chose to participate in a system that rejected the light, which created energy blockages in our bodies. In this lifetime, we are living with all the lights of our ancestors and their karma. Living everybody else's thoughts is our karma. Our twin flame energy is out there in the Beyondo land, somewhere living a life of light, while you are here stuck in duality on planet prison Earth. Now, were we separated from our twin flame? Yes, at the time of conception, we were separated, according to Ron Amatron. The twin flame can be any type of life form in the land of light, not necessarily another being. So after the split, it created a longing within us and a yearning, which created restlessness in regard to replacing or fulfilling these needs, like a loneliness. All right. And I can remember. I'm going to say 5 years ago, I felt like that. That's the reason why, I had relationships in the past because, I think that's a lot of times why we end up in relationships because we're missing something. But I truly believe that missing that something is the love for self. And I've learned that in these past 5 years of my journey. So some feel that having a partner would fill the voids within our human existence in regard to the twin flame, which is very, very possible. There are people that have met their a partner and are completely fulfilled. Ron Amatron says there could be, for example, 500 people that could have a twin flame connection here on the planet right now. Okay, that's a small number. But my perspective, again, is my twin flame is the other part of me. I used to have the feeling, as I said before, the feeling of yearning and longing, but I feel that my connection with my spirit is part of my twin flame. Now, I could be wrong on that, but right here in present moment, that's how I'm feeling. As I said, that loneliness and that longing to fill that void is why I was probably in relationships that were probably not good for me, because I was in search for something that was already here within me. But I lost that somehow in the relationships that I became connected with these partners. Okay, maybe because I am connecting with myself and embracing self-love right now, that I feel full and I don't feel lonely. So right now in my life, I am enjoying and experiencing whatever I want. And I love that. I have never done that before. I do whatever, whenever, in regard to the experience of life. For instance, traveling, creating projects, learning and teaching others about the homestead, collaborating with like beings, having a radio show, whatever it may be. I like being alone. If you add two L's to alone, guess what you get? All one. Isn't that interesting? I like that. So right now I'm pretty connect or content with myself, and as far as the twin flame, it can be many things, as Ron said. It could be different life forms in regard to the light. So just take your time on that topic and just kind of roll with it. You'll find them in due time. All right, so real quick, I want to touch base on, I got a few minutes left. The Basics of All Creation. This is the book that I'm reading. You guys got to check it out. It is The True Reality of Sexuality. Everyone has a need to create. Everyone creates every day in every moment. Each pathway through your life is an experience in creativity. You create through art, cooking, decorating, sports, hobbies, recreation, career, finances, and yes, relationships, which we just talked about. You create your inner and outer self, your inner and outer worlds, when you stop and think about it. Well, let's say feel about it. You are in a constant state of creativity as you replicate the creative force of the God of your source mind in this reality. You have a need to create because the God source has a need to create as above, as below. And that's one of Stewart's sayings. Now it goes on to say your physical body is the vehicle through which the soul personality outpictures the creative flow into this reality. Every cell in your body constantly responds to this continual pouring of creative energy through it. It is no wonder that the root chakra band, the seat of creativity, is highly charged and responsive to this intense flow of energy throughout our entire system, as well as to stimuli from the outer world. And then final, the sexual organs located in the root chakra band are the primary channel from the non-physical realm of the physical realm. Because of the intense creative nature of humankind, sexuality is the number one subject at the forefront of the minds of most people. That is pretty true. If you're in the matrix, everything that you see, commercials, TV, movies, it's always there in some shape or form. As a blasphemous as it may sound, more people prefer to read about sexuality and body sensations than they want to read about their heart center or their God creations. This is just the way it is. Perhaps when you look at a deeper picture, this is not so strange and unrelated after all. So There's a lot that we're going to be finding out in regard to the reality of sexuality in the future. And, we were all taught that, it's the pump and grind and the heat of the moment and going into it. But I truly, truly know that it's much deeper, much more, what's the word, highest vibration ever, and a feeling between two people connecting and becoming one. And not physically connecting per se, but looking into the eyes, feeling and knowing what each other is, I guess you might say feeling. I don't want to say thinking. But I'm really looking forward to the journey of learning the deprogramming of the sexual rituals that are part of my scan program. And I'm actually looking at sexuality so much differently because of the discoveries that I'm learning in regard to the programming of who we are. Yeah, a lot of stuff, folks, a lot of stuff to work on. So let's keep continuing to do the work, stay in our highest vibration, love one another, and go within. I'm going to do a lot of that on my upcoming vacation, and I'm telling you what, I'm so excited. I'm really trying to stay calm right now, in regard to that. And I got to stop saying where did that word come from? I think Q asked that a while ago. So anyway, love you very much, everyone. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day, and I will connect with you again on my return. And that will be February the 21st for the next show. Love you all. Have a beautiful day.